迦南诗选173，主的灵在高抹。天开了，天开了，神灵像鸽子降下，高抹着你也感心着我，神灵的活水入江河，天上的白鸽真理的灵，愿你永居在我们心中，时常握住我们的手，带我们进入永恒。我们的灵真可慕，如露可慕细碎，主的灵在高抹，我们的心已苏醒。天开了，天开了，神灵像鸽子降下，高抹着你也感心着我，神灵的活水入江河，天上的白鸽真理的灵，愿你永居在我们心中，时常握住我们的手，带我们进入永恒。我们的灵真可慕，如露可慕细碎，主的灵在高抹，我们的心已苏醒。我们的灵真可慕，如露可慕细碎，主的灵在高抹，我们的心已苏醒。亲爱的朋友弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们将要继续播放爱德华米勒牧师圣灵系列的信息。今天的题目是我们需要帮助者，讲到圣灵就是保惠师，他是从神来在我们旁边的帮助者，尤其在我们服事上我们需要他的帮助，像当年的门徒必须要在耶路撒冷等候上头来的能力，等候上头来的帮助者，因为神往往给我们不可能的工作，唯有圣灵来帮助我们能完成。耶稣也是靠着圣灵的能力，并不是靠着木匠能够行这些的神迹。基甸也是这样，唯有等到圣灵降在他身上以后，他才开始采取行动，带领以色列人对抗米甸人。哈利路亚，今天我们更是需要圣灵来帮助我们完成神给我们的使命，给我们的托付。哈利路亚，让我们一起来分享。
We'll be looking through the story of Gideon in Judges the sixth chapter.
我们会透过士师记第六章来看基甸的故事。
Because the Old Testament gives us many illustrations.
因为在旧约里面有给我们很多的例子。
And we, human people,need illustrations.
我们人都需要有例子。
We like to see things in pictures.
我们喜欢用图画来看事情。
When we have a picture, we can understand things better.
当有一幅图画的时候，我们对事情就比较容易了解。
We need pictures.
我们需要图画。
And so the Holy Spirit has given us many pictures in the Old Testament.
所以圣灵在旧约圣经里面给了我们很多的图画。
Some through incidences, and some through lives, and some through visions in different ways.
有些是借着发生的事情，有时候是借着一个人的一生，有时候是借着异象，用不同的方式。
And this particular incident in the life of a man named Gideon.
在基甸这个人的生平中。
Gives us a good picture.
他给我们一幅很好的图画。
Now, Jesus in the 14th chapter of John,
耶稣在约翰福音第十四章里面
told us about the Holy Spirit and his coming.
他有跟我们讲到圣灵跟圣灵的来到。
But he gave him a very special name.
但是他给圣灵一个很特别的名字。
He's called the Comforter.
被称为安慰者，就是保惠师。
But that same word is translated advocate in the book of John.
但是那个字在约翰一书里面也被翻成中保。
An advocate means a lawyer when you're in trouble.
中保的意思就是当你有麻烦的时候在帮助你的律师。
But a literal translation is one that comes beside you to help.
但是它的字面上的意思就是有一位到你旁边来帮助你的。
In other words, he is the divine helper.
换句话说他就是神圣的帮助者。
Now, in Luke 24:49,
在路加福音二十四章四十九节
The disciples had gone through all the training.
门徒已经受过所有的训练
They had been with Jesus and had been trained and seen his miracles and seen his works.
他们跟耶稣在一起看过耶稣做的工看过耶稣行的神迹
And they had been through the crucifixion and the resurrection.
他们也看了耶稣被钉死然后复活
And they were ready to go out and begin the church because Christ was returning to heaven.
他们已经出去了想要开始开拓教会因为基督已经回到了天上
Begin a what?
开始什么
What did I say?
我说的是什么
Begin a church?
要开始有教会吗
12 people begin a worldwide church?
12个人要到全世界去开始有教会吗
Doesn't that sound a little bit ridiculous?
这是不是听起来有一点荒谬
How in the world are you going to do that?
这个到底要怎么来做呢
God wanted a worldwide church
神想要世界各地都有教会
And he had prepared them for 3 years to do that thing.
神已经预备他们三年来做这件事情。
But how in the world are you going to do such a thing?
但是这样的事情到底要怎么做成呢
And so in Luke 24:49, he said, wait.
所以在路加福音二十四章四十九节里面
You're not ready yet.
他说你们要等候你们还没有预备好。
Well, that was an overstatement.
那句话已经讲得很过头。
They were a long ways from being ready.
他们离预备好还差得很远。
He said, you need one more thing.
他说你还需要一件事。
Go to Jerusalem and sit there.
到耶路撒冷去坐在那里。
And wait for the helper to come.
等帮助者来到。
When the helper comes,
当帮助者来了。
Then you'll start doing the work.
那么你就能够开始工作。
You see, God sets before us impossible tasks.
事实上，神把一个不可能的工作摆在我们的眼前。
We cannot do.
这是我们做不到的。
In fact, Jesus had an impossible task.
事实上，耶稣也有一个不可能的工作。
For 18 years, he was a carpenter.
他做木匠做了十八年。
And he came to save the world.
他来要救全世界的人。
And it's hard to save the world making tables and chairs and things like that, isn't it?
在做的桌子、坐椅子这样的事情，却要拯救世人，是不太可能的。
But then we read, he went to Jordan was baptized in the waters, and then was the Holy Spirit came to him.
但是我们后来读到，他到约旦河受了洗，圣灵降在他的身上。
And the Holy Spirit took him out in the desert to have a battle with the devil, which he won.
圣灵把他引到旷野里面跟魔鬼有征战，后来他赢了。
And then we read these words.
然后我们就读到
He came forth out of the desert in the power of the Spirit.
他就从旷野出来，满有圣灵的能力。
Now things were different.
现在事情不一样了。
And we read of all the wonderful miracles that Jesus did.
我们读到耶稣所行的各种奇妙的神迹。
After that moment, miracles began to happen.
在那个时候之后，神迹开始发生。
All kinds of miracles.
各种各样的神迹。
Strange miracles,
奇怪的神迹
impossible things,
不可能的事情
that gave to his words power, truth.
那让他的话语有能力，有真理。
He proved what he said was true.
他证明了他所说的是真的。
And proved it in a way that people couldn't deny it.
而且他证明的方式是人们没有办法否认的。
And so many people gathered around, multitudes.
所以有许多人群众就围绕在他的周围，成千上万的人。
Now they didn't gather around him when he was in the carpenter shop.
当他在木匠店的时候，人们没有围绕在他的周围。
Maybe he made the best table that ever was made.
或许他做了最好的桌子。
But thousands of people didn't come to see it.
但是并没有成千上万的人来看。
It was only after he began to work in the power of the Spirit.
唯有当他在圣灵的能力工作之后。
That's when people begin to gather.
那就是人们开始聚集的时候。
And from then on, till the end of his life, he was working in the power of the Spirit.
从那个时候开始到他一生的末了，他都是在圣灵的能力中工作。
What made his crucifixion so extraordinary?
是什么使他钉十字架受死这么不寻常？
I'm sorry to say that many people were crucified in those days.
我必须说，那个时代有很多人都被钉十字架。
What was the difference?
而这有什么不同呢？
The difference was that he was in the power of the Spirit.
不同的是他在圣灵的能力中。
So that when he died, he didn't stay dead.
所以他死的时候，他并没有一直死下去。
That's the difference.
这就是差别。
Crucifixion, you die by crucifixion, you're not going to come alive again.
被钉十字架就是死了，死了也不会再活了。
The body is so mutilated.
身体已经完全没有功能了。
But he did come to life again.
但是他确实又复活了。
And from then on, the Holy Spirit was beginning to work.
从那个时候开始，圣灵开始工作。
But that was with Jesus, and Jesus was going away.
但是那是耶稣做的，而耶稣却离开了。
And so he said to the disciples, "Now you sit in Jerusalem and wait until the Helper comes."
所以他就对门徒说，你们要留在耶路撒冷，只等到那位帮助者来到。
We very much need the Helper.
我们非常需要帮助者。
Because we're given such impossible tasks to do.
因为神给我们这很不可能的工作要做成。
And unless we have the helper,
除非我们有帮助者，
we can't do the things that God wants us to do.
不然我们就没有办法做神要我们做的事情。
In strange ways,
神用很奇怪、很奇怪的方式做工。
He gives us jobs to do that we can't do.
神给我们没有办法做到的工作。
Now, in this story, we have God gave Gideon a job to do.
在基甸这故事里面，我们也看到神要基甸做一个工作。
He said, "I want you to deliver my people."
神说，我要你拯救我的百姓。
They were all captives.
他们都被掳了。
By a group of people that they called Midianites.
他们都被一群人，就是他们所称的米甸人所掳掠了。
They were a very powerful nation of many, many arms.
米甸人是非常强有力的国家，很强盛，他们有很多的武器。
And Gideon, the army, they didn't have any arms. They didn't have any weapons.
而基甸的军队没有任何武器。
No swords, spears, anything like that.
没有剑，没有矛，什么都没有。
Because they were captives and their victors wouldn't let them have any.
因为他们被掳了，那些掳掠他们的人不让他们有武器。
But he had a job to do.
但是他有一个工作要做。
God said, "I want you to go in there. I want you to overcome the army of the Midianites."
神说，我要你去胜过米甸的军队。
There's only about a half a million Midianites.
米甸人差不多只有五十万人。
And one man was supposed to deliver and overcome an army of 500,000 people.
一个人要去征服五十万人的军队吗？
I think he would need some help, don't you?
我想他会需要一些帮助，你认为呢？
Quite a bit of help.
需要相当的帮助。
And so, first.God dealt with Gideon. We looked at it last time.
所以首先神就处理了基甸，我们上次看到的。
And then that they came when the Holy Spirit came upon Gideon.
然后有一天圣灵临到了基甸的身上。
We get that in verse 34 of chapter 6.
那是在士师记第六章三十四节。
Do you want to read it?
耶和华的灵降在基甸身上，他就吹角，雅比以谢族都聚集跟随他。
And he blew a trumpet.
他吹角。
You know, trumpet, fine, you can blow a trumpet, but somehow that you can't hear a trumpet very far.
好，角你是可以去吹，但是呢，吹角的声音没有办法传很远。
But the sound of that trumpet went a long ways.
但是那个号角的声音传到了很远的地方。
Because it's...Helper was on him.
因为帮助者在他的身上。
And that sound went way out.
那个声音就传到很远处。
And it was a call to war.
那就是一个战争的呼召。
And hundreds of people began to come.
成千上万的人开始来了。
And thousands of people came.
成千上万的人来。
But then they got afraid and went back home.
后来他们害怕了，又回家
了。Actually, Gideon's army is only about 300.
事实上，基甸的军队差不多只有300人。
But now you see, he had a job to do.
他有一个工作要做。
And he could not do it alone.
他自己做不到。
He had to have the helper.
他必须有帮助者。
When the helper came to him,
当帮助者临到他的时候，
then God gave him a small army.
然后神给他一支小的军队。
But that wasn't enough.
但是那个不够。
When the day came, when he went to war,
当他去打仗的那一天，
God gave him a strange strategy.
神给他一个很奇怪的战略。
Now there's a 500,000 big camp of army.
有500,000人，一整支很大的军队。
And God told him they were to go and surround that army.
神告诉他们要去围绕在那军队的周围。
You can figure it out. They were between perhaps 50 meters to 100 meters apart, each one.
你可以算他们每个人之间的距离差不多50公尺到100公尺。
That far the next one and that far the next one.
就是他们跟左右的人相隔的距离是这样。
So they're all around the army.
所以他们就围绕在那个敌军的周围。
They didn't have any swords.
他们没有任何的剑。
So they all got trumpets.
所以他们都有号角。
And trumpets are what you know, this was an electronic age. And trumpets were how they guided and gave orders and commanded an army.
在那个时候没有电子的仪器，所以他们都是用号角来引导军队来下命令。
There's a trumpeter with every captain, with every general. There's a trumpeter that gave the orders.
跟每一支军队每个将军都有一个吹号角的跟他在一起可以发命令。
Each trumpet call was a different order.
每一种不同的吹号角都是一个不同的命令。
So now they had these trumpets.
所以现在他们有这些的号角。
And they had some pitchers with a torch inside.
他们有一些水瓶里面有火把。
And then, at the order given,
当他们听到命令的时候，
they broke their pictures,
他们就把瓶子给打破。
And in the darkness, 300 torches sprang to light.
在黑暗中，300支火把发亮了。
And the trumpeter blew, attack!
吹号角的人就吹出来，攻击。
As if they were their captains of armies all around the Midianites.
好像是有很多的元帅，很多的军队四处整个环绕着敌人。
They were holding their torches out.
他们都把火把给拿出来。
Now that's a stupid thing to do.
做这样事情是很笨的。
Did you ever hold a light in front of your eyes?
你有没有过把灯放在你眼前？
Everybody can see you, but you can't see anybody.
每个人都看得到你，但是你看不到任何人。
They became targets.
这样子他们就会成为目标了。
But instead, it fooled the Midianites.
但是非但没有如此，没有这样子，反而
And they thought there was an army all around them.
骗了米甸人，他们以为周围都是敌人。
And then the helper went to work.
然后帮助者就去工作了。
There were noises in the hills as if there were chariots running.
在山上有很大的响声，好像是战车在那边跑着。
And everybody thought that there was a tremendous attack.
每个人都以为受到了很大的攻击。
And in the dark, they didn't know who was enemy and who was who, so just whoever around me, I kill them.
在黑暗中，他们不晓得谁是谁，也不晓得谁是敌人。只要在周围的人，他们就一直杀。
Because I don't kill them, they'll kill me.
因为如果我不杀他们的话，他们要杀我。
So it was a strange thing. The army ended up killing everybody in the army.
所以有一件很奇怪的事情，就是敌军他们就互相击杀。
And that was the end of the war.
战争就此结束了。
The army killed themselves.
敌军他们自相残杀。
You see, it was an impossible task.
这是一个不可能的工作。
And nothing took place until the helper came.
任何事情都没有发生，直到帮助者来了。
Till the Holy Spirit came to Gideon, nothing happened.
直到圣灵降临在基甸身上，之前没有发生任何事情。在那个之前，他甚至连吹号角都不行。
It's necessary if we're going to do God's work, we've got to have help.
如果我们要做神的工作，一定要有帮助。
Because our orders are too impossible.
因为我们受到的命令太不可能了。
They're too difficult.
太困难了。
We can't do things without our helper.
我们若没有帮助者，没有办法做事。
He gives the orders.
他下命令。
And the orders are too big for us.
命令对我们来讲太大了。
But he knows that.
但他知道这一点。
He knew that Gideon couldn't kill a whole army.
他知道基甸没有办法杀死整个敌军。
He understood that.
他了解这一点。
He knew that Chinese pastor couldn't start a church in a prison when he himself was a prisoner.
他知道那个中国牧师自己在监狱里面是犯人，他没有办法在那里成立一个教会。
But you see, he wasn't alone.
但是他不是孤单的。
He had that wonderful helper with him.
他有那位奇妙的帮助者跟他在一起。
And God wants everyone to have that helper.
神要每一个人都有那位帮助者。
Not just one Chinese pastor. In fact, there's many that have had that help.
不是一个中国牧师而已，事实上有很多人有这样的帮助。
There was a young 18-year-old girl.
有一个年轻的18岁的女孩子。
In China.
在中国。
And God put her in jail too for the same reason.
为了同样的原因，也把她放到监狱里去。
And they would try to torture her.
人们试着要给她上刑。
They would beat her, but
会打她。
She couldn't feel it.
但是她感觉不到。
And the bruises wouldn't come, so they beat her hard.
伤也不会有伤，所以人们就打她打得很重。
And then they took the electric prod.
然后他们就拿电杆。
A very painful thing.
是很痛的事情。
Like poking big needles through a person's heart.
就好像把针刺到人的心里面一样。
It throws a very high current of electricity through somebody.
就是让很高的电流通到人的身体。
And if too much will stop the heart.
如果这个太厉害的话，心跳都会停止。
But it wouldn't affect her. She couldn't feel it.
可是这女孩子却感觉不到了。
And the head of the prison determined she was going to make her feel it.
监狱长就决定说，他一定要让这个女孩子有感觉。
And she took it and used it on her.
他就用这个给她用电刑。
Turned it up full to where it would be electrocution.
把这个电开到全力。
But she wouldn't feel it.
但是这女孩子感觉不到。
She thought it was broken. She got another one.
那个机器坏，然后她又再去拿另外一个。
She couldn't feel it.
她还是感觉不到。
She turned to a dog and hit a dog with it, and it killed the dog. So she knew it was working.
结果呢，监狱长他就转身向那个狗，然后但是那个东西呢，却把狗给杀死了。他说那个东西没有用。
She couldn't feel it. She just praised the Lord.
但是这女孩子
stood there smiling and looked at her.
感觉不到，她就在那里赞美主，根本忽略她。
Oh, then about that time.
到那个时候
，the head of the prison hair stood up on him.
监狱长头发都竖起来了。
She was scared.
她害怕了。
Who is this girl?
这个女孩子是谁呀
？Who's with her?
是谁跟她在一起
？Why does she talk to him as if he's standing here?
为什么她跟神讲话样子好像她就站在这里一样
？So she stopped beating.
所以她就不再打她。
She stopped torturing.
不再给她上刑。
She began to talk with her.
开始跟这女孩子谈话。
Well, the first thing you know, she was converted.
你知道，她马上就信主了。
And it wasn't long before there was a church in that prison.
不久之后，那个监狱里面就有了教会。
She had a helper.
她有帮助者。
He helps in such strange ways.
她用很奇怪的方式帮助人。
Every time is different.
每一次都不一样。
But he works things that people can't understand.
但是他工作的方式是人们不了解的。
He makes it possible to do things you can't do.
他使得你做不到的事情成为可能。
I was over in Malaysia, in Borneo.
我曾经在马来西亚的婆罗洲。
And they were telling us how a few months before.
他们在跟我们讲说，在几个月之前。
They called a small conference.
他们要有一次小的特会。
For about 300 people.
差不多会有300个人。
And they fixed up rice and a small meal.
他们就预备了米饭，就是很简单的饭食。
But people heard of the conference.
但是人们听说了这个特会。
And more people began to come.
有更多的人来了。
Well, the time of the conference, they had almost 4,000 people there instead of 300.
等到特会真的开始的时候，他们有了4000人，而不是300个人。
And they were very ashamed.
他们觉得很不好意思。
They only fixed a meal for 300.
因为他们只准备了300个人的饭食。
And here were almost 4,000.
而差不多有4000个人在那里。
What do we do?
我们怎么办呢
？Well, they prayed.
他们祷告。
Well, we'll serve it as far as it goes. That's all we can do.
好吧，看能给多少人吃。
If we try to divide it, nobody gets anything.
能给多少人吃就这样子算了，因为我们如果想分的话，没有人吃得到。好，所以就是先到的先吃。
And the kids came first.
小孩子先来。
And they ate, and they ate, and they ate, and they ate, and they ate.
他们就吃吃吃吃。
And everybody else ate.
每个人都吃了。
And they still had rice left over for the next day.
他们还米还有剩下的，第二天还可以再吃。
They had a helper.
他们有帮助者。
He works in all kinds of ways.
他用各种各样的方式做工。
I have seen him work.
我看见过他做工。
Where nobody else can work.
那是其他人都做不到的。
Because he has a way of doing things just the right thing to do.
因为他有做事情的办法，他就知道做什么是对的。
And he has built his church all over the world.
他在世界各地都建立了他的教会。
In China alone.
光是在中国。
There's thousands of churches.
就有千千万万的教会。
I've been to some of them.
我去过一些教会。
Oh, there's lots more.
还有许许多多的。
But there's so many ways the helper is helping them.
但是帮助者在帮助他们的方式许许多多。
They told me all kinds of stories.
人们跟我讲各种各样的故事。各种各样发生的事情。
But you see, they have that wonderful helper.
他们有那位奇妙的帮助者。
God did not send us or want us to go out without the helper.
神不要我们出去没有帮助者。
He said to his disciples, don't go yet. Sit and wait for the helper to come.
他对门徒说，你们还不要出去，坐在这里等帮助者来到。
You can't do the job alone.
你自己没有办法做这工作。
I've been on many mission fields.
我去过许多的宣教场。
I remember went to one city.
我记得曾经去一个城。
And God sent me there to start a church.
神差遣我去那里开始一个教会。
And I thought we would start in a little home.
我本来想说我们要在一个小的家里面。
We had a friend there.
开始我们在那里有位朋友。
But God had other ideas.
但是神有另外的想法。
And there are two old lady missionaries here that had never been filled with the Spirit.
那边有两位老的女宣教士，她们从来就没有被圣灵充满过。
They didn't even believe in it.
她们甚至不相信这个。
But I went to see them and tell them we were coming to the city.
但是我跟她们讲说我们要到城里去。
And they said, it's no use coming to this city.
他们说你们他就说来这个城里没有用了。
We've been here 18 years.
我们在这里已经18年了。
And we only have 12 people in our church.
我们的教会里面只有12个人。
We just can't do it.
他就是做不到。
Nobody comes.
没有人来。
And we thought we were going to come.
我们告诉他说我们要来
and that we were going to hold a service.
我们要办聚会
They said, well, it's no use.
他们说没有用
Not in this city.
在这个城里没有用
I said, why not? What do you think that for?
我说为什么你为什么这样说呢
Well, she said, this is the center of the spiritualists in the whole area.
他说这里是整个地区交鬼的中心
There are 12 seminaries here that teach people how to be witches.
这里有十二个神学院教人们怎么样做巫师。
The name of the city was Wolf Den.
这个城的名字叫做狼穴。
Because it used to be a place where many wolves were.
因为这个地方以前有很多狼。
I said, well, God sent me here, so I'm going to do it.
我说神派我来这里，所以我要做。
And they said it's impossible.
他们说这不可能的。
Well, by the time I got to talking with him,
当我跟他们讲完话
And they were so sure that nothing could ever be done
他们很确定绝对做不成任何事
That my faith got turned on
我的信心却提高了
Their unbelief turned my belief on
他们的不信却增加了我的信心
Because they kept saying you can't do it because of this You can't do it because of this And something inside says who says I can't
因为他们一直说你因为这个你做不到因为那个你做不到但是我的里面就有东西说谁说我做不到
Can't is not a word that you'll ever hear in heaven.
在天上你绝对听不到不能这个字做不到的。
It's not a God word, it's a devil word.
那个不是神的字那是魔鬼的字。
And so I got so upset, I said, well, I'm not going to have a meeting in little homes. They said, oh, good. I said, oh, no, I'm going to the biggest building in town.
所以我跟他说我跟他们说好我不要在一个小的家庭里面办聚会他们说嗯很好我说不
I've never been in that town before.
我要在那城里面最大的地方办聚会
said,
我从来没有去过那个地方
What is the biggest building?
我就问他们说城里面最大的建筑物是什么
Well it's a big old theater
他说是一个很大的旧的戏院
Well I'll go rent the theater
我说好我去把那戏院租下来
Oh you can't do that
他说你做不到的
Why can't I?
我为什么不能呢
Because they don't rent it
因为他们不租的
Well, maybe they will if you give them enough money.
或许如果你给他们钱够的话，他们会租。
They said, well, if you did rent, it would cost you lots of money.
我说，不过如果你真的租到的话，你要花很多钱。
I said, how much?
我问他说，多少？
It was a lot of money.
确实是很多钱。